HarperCollins presents The Other Fiancé by Ali Blood. Read by Poppy Gilbert. Prologue. I still can't believe what I've been told. The revelations have shaken me to the core. I can feel sweat beading on my forehead and my heart is banging against my ribs. All I can do is stand in the middle of the room as a riot of emotions tears through me. "This is all your own fault, Gemma," he says. "It didn't have to be like this." His words send another cold rush of blood through my veins, and I feel vulnerable, helpless, defenseless. I throw a glance at the door that leads into the hallway and wonder what will happen if I dart towards it. I'm not sure I would even make it. And if I did, what then? No way I would be able to get out of the house. I'm trapped in my own home with a man armed with a knife who wants me dead. I've agonized over what to do, Gemma. And I've decided that this is how it has to be. You've done too much, and now you know too much. And as I see it, this is the only option open to me. I'm sorry. Panic seizes my chest, making it hard to breathe, and as he takes a step towards me, I'm overwhelmed by a gut-churning wave of terror. There's only one thing I can do. So I throw myself to the side and rush at the door. But I manage only two steps before I collide with a chair that shouldn't be there and stumble face forward onto the carpet. I roll onto my side and, looking up, I see him standing over me, legs astride mine, knife in hand. He's shaking his head and clenching his jaw. "I'll make it quick," he says. "Just close your eyes." Chapter 1. Gemma. As soon as I exit the dating app on my phone, the blood storms through my veins. It's my body's predictable reaction to what I've just done. After 2 weeks of messaging each other, I've agreed to meet up with my latest match, and we've even taken the monumental step of exchanging phone numbers. His name is John Jackman, and on his online profile, he looks like a young George Clooney. Like me, he lives in South London and apparently works as a financial advisor, and he gives his age as 32. We decided that our first date would be on Friday evening, 3 days from now, and I suggested a wine bar and restaurant in Balham. I drop my phone on the sofa and go into the kitchen to pour another glass of chilled white wine. I need it because a wave of unease has settled in my chest. It happens every time I arrange to go on a date. The questions pile up. Is it too soon? Is he as genuine as he sounds? Will I be disappointed yet again? I ventured into online dating 5 months ago and have been on 9 dates, but, sadly, none of them lived up to my expectations. There was the guy who talked endlessly about himself, the moron who badmouthed his ex-wife and made racist comments, and the one who claimed to be 30 when he was clearly at least 10 years older. But it was the cocky Irishman who really took the biscuit. After I told him I worked for a Sunday newspaper as an investigative journalist, he became tongue-tied and then dodged all of my questions before inventing an excuse to leave me in the coffee shop. Afterwards, I made some inquiries, which admittedly I should have done beforehand, and discovered that his profile was a complete fake. His name wasn't Kevin, and he didn't run his own computer software company. In fact, to this day, I don't know who he really is or what he does for a living. I can only assume he feared I'd find out before he managed to get me into bed. Or perhaps he suspected that I'd set him up in order to expose him as a fraud on the dating app. My closest friend, Alice, had warned me that online dating can be a daunting experience, especially for women whose confidence is low. She herself had spent a year dating men through various apps and websites, only to end up in an unhappy marriage with one of them.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?